Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past week, we jumped back into our guardrail series where we're looking at the Ten Commandments. And really, we looked at kind of a combination of the first two commandments. You shouldn't have any other gods before me, and don't make unto yourself any graven images. And really, both of these commandments deal with the reality of idolatry. I think 300 or 400 years ago, John Calvin said that our hearts are idol-making factories, that we manufacture them on a regular basis. And what we really tried to say on Sunday, from the perspective of the Hebrew people standing in front of Mount Sinai, is that there's no way they would have thought of ever putting any God ahead of God. God had just delivered them from Egypt. He had delivered them from slavery. He had provided for their needs for 3 months. I mean, 400 years of slavery he delivered them from. And so whenever God says to them, don't have any other gods in front of me, their immediate reaction must have been, God, there's no way. But if they had known the future, they would have said it differently. They would have said, you know, God, do you think we'd be the kind of people to complain when we don't have water? Do you think we'd be the kind of people to complain whenever we don't have food? Do you think we'd be the kind of people who would make a golden calf and put it in your place? No way would we ever do that. And yet the human heart is an idol-making factory. It was for them, and it is for us. If we said it today, we would say things like, God, do you think we would ever allow a virus to divide us? No way. Do you ever think we'd be the kind of people who would allow our politics to determine our theology instead of our theology determine our politics? No way, God, we would ever do that. You've saved us. You sent your son for us. And yet we find our hearts in a very similar place. So God reminds them that he brought them out of Egypt. He wants them to love him before they immediately default to the rules. So I would just say it's good encouragement to you and me that God wants us to love him first, right? He wants us to be in relationship first and to have the rules second, because rules without relationship always leads to rebellion. We want to stay out of both of those ditches. We don't want to be legalists where we try and earn God's love with religion and good behavior. That's one ditch. The other ditch is more licentiousness. It's living for pleasure. So it's older brother in one ditch, younger brother in the other ditch, in the prodigal son narratives. So we need guardrails. And these guardrails keep us on the road to freedom. There's a lot of room to live in freedom. Imagine a world where everyone lived by the Ten Commandments. We wouldn't lie to each other. We wouldn't steal from each other. We wouldn't covet one another's stuff. It would be an amazing world. God gave us the commandments to make our lives more beautiful, not more difficult. And that's why Jesus says, when he's asked, what's the greatest commandment? Jesus summarizes them all. He said, just love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. The second commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. The first commandment is vertical. Don't have any other gods before me. Don't make any graven images. Don't take my name in vain. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The rest of the commandments, they're horizontal in nature. Don't lie. Don't steal. Honor your father and mother. They're in our relationships with one another. All of the commandments come down to love. In other words, if you don't have love, you will have idols. So I'm going to pray that God would reveal to us what our idols are, whether they're success, approval, whether they're pleasure, satisfaction, whether they're self-righteousness, that God would reveal to us what those idols are. And then I'm going to allow you to pray and allow God to reveal that to you. God, I do pray that you would show us what our idols are. What are the other gods that we put in front of you? Not ones that we would carve and put on a mantle, but God, ones that we would serve with our lives. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us. And today we just put our lives in your hand and say, we want you to be our only God. You're the God above any created God. So, Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Thank you for sending Jesus, the Lamb of God, who's taken away the sins of the world. Now you take the opportunity to pray.